It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we begin our study today in the book of John, John chapter 17, let me remind you that I do use the King James Version. I would advise you to get a good King James Version Bible and look into it because it is the Word of God. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't understand it. Don't let anybody tell you that it's outdated. Don't let anybody tell you that the words in there are too hard for you to grasp. That is a trick of the devil. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit has come and that He has come to live within each person who is saved. The Bible goes on to tell us that the Holy Spirit's going to lead us into all truth. Don't sell the Holy Spirit short. Don't sell God short, because He's given us His Word for us today in the King James Bible. Don't fall for the trick of the devil and go to some quote-unquote better version of the Bible. There are no better versions. And God's Word is the King James Bible, and you need to get one and study along with me as we read the Bible together. Well, today in John chapter 17, I'd like to pick up with verse 6, and I made mention of a couple of these verses the last time. Verse 6 says, I have manifested thy name. This is Jesus speaking. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. God is the reason that people get saved. Jesus is the Savior, but God sent the Savior. God the Father sent the Savior into the world, and because of that, Jesus says, I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of this world, out of the world. He let people know about God the Father. And then it goes on to say in verse 6, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. These people who got saved, they kept the word of God. They would, if not then, telling people about Jesus Christ, they would later on telling people about God the Father and about Jesus Christ. Verse 7, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. In other words, they saw things that Jesus did. They saw the miracles that he did, and they believed. And they understood that God the Father gave him that authority to do the miracles, to the healing of the sick and the raising of the dead and so forth. They knew that God the Father had given him that authority and that ability. And they knew that because they were with Jesus. Most of these people that he's speaking to here, they were with Jesus, and they realized that God had given him the authority to do what he did. And of course, now we know that Jesus is God, but God the Father is the one whom Jesus came to glorify, and God the Father is the one that gave him the authority to do what he was doing. Verse 8 goes on to say, for I have given unto them, who's them, the men that God gave to Jesus, the people who got saved, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. He could do nothing in the flesh apart from what God the Father had given him instruction to do. The words that he spoke from God the Father. It says and goes on there, and they have received them. These people who got saved, they received the word of God and have known surely that I came out from thee. They believed by faith that Jesus Christ had come out from the Father. Well, they actually saw the miracles and the things that Jesus did. We don't see those things today because Jesus is with the Heavenly Father back in heaven. But we can see them through the eye of faith. We take God at His word. And as we study His word, we see that God proved what He did by us looking into His word and receiving by faith Jesus Christ. We receive by faith the things that Jesus did. We don't see those things as these people he's speaking to here in John 17. We don't see the things he did with our physical eyes, but we see these things through the eye of faith, through his word. Now let's go back and let's read that verse again. Now the rest of that verse. Verse 8. For I have given unto them, people who got saved, the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. They believed and they got saved because they believed. And that's how people get saved today. They believe the word of God. They believe Jesus Christ. Verse 9, Jesus said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Now, what we're reading about here is the actual Lord's Prayer. And we can look back in John or in Matthew chapter 6, and we many times have, in my life I've called that the Lord's Prayer, but that is not the actual Lord's Prayer. That is the Lord giving an example of how we should pray as we go to God the Father in prayer. Well, right now, what we're studying here in John 17 is the actual Lord's Prayer. He's praying for people. He says, I pray for them. He prays for those people who got saved. He says, I pray not for the world. He's not praying for the world, for the things of the devil. He's praying for the things of God. He's praying for the people of God. He says, I'm not praying for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. That's the people who are saved, for they are thine. Jesus Christ was glorifying the Father by saving people, by letting them know that he was the Savior and that these people were saved on their way to heaven. Verse 10, and all mine are thine. He's telling this to the Father, and thine are mine. We're together. You see, Jesus Christ is God. So he could actually share the things of God the Father because he's God. And I am glorified in them. Jesus Christ is glorified in the people who get saved. He's glorified when we go to him in prayer. We ask Jesus through Jesus' name. We ask through Jesus' name the things that the Father we want done for us or the praise that we want to give to the Father. We go through Jesus Christ. I've made mention of this before, that's the way we end our prayers. We say, in Jesus' name. And therefore, every time we do that, we're praising Jesus, and in turn, it's praising God the Father. Verse 11, he says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Now, he's getting ready to go to the cross, and he's praying to the Father. He's saying, I'm getting ready to leave, but I'm praying for these people. He says, and I come to thee, Father. That's what he's saying here in verse 11. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He wants the people of God. He wants them to be together as one. And we say, we notice in our lives, because we're human beings, there's problems. And it's not only in this world, but in churches as such. Mankind, the old human flesh, gets in the way many times and causes problems within a local church. And Jesus Christ is praying that this wouldn't happen. He's saying, I'm coming to you, Father, and for those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. That they should be together. There should be no arguing. There should be no quarreling among God's people, but that the things of God should get done by those people who are saved. They need to be together on the same page of doing what God wants them to do. That's what Jesus is saying here. Father, help them to stay together, to think alike, to do the things that you want done, not the things that man wants done, but what you want done, Holy Father. In verse 12, he says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. He says, I've watched out for them, and I've kept them. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. They're all on their way to heaven, but he says there's one that's not on his way to heaven, that's not going to heaven, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. There was one person who was not saved, who was a hypocrite, and that one person was Judas Iscariot. He would be the one who would betray our Lord. He would be the one who took money for innocent flesh, for the innocent Son of God who would go to the cross of Calvary. Jesus is saying here, all those people who believed on me are saved. They're on their way to heaven. There's one who's walked with me, is what he's saying here. There's one who's been with me who's not saved, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now, he didn't keep Judas Iscariot from getting saved. He's simply saying here that the scriptures are fulfilled because there would be one who would betray him. And Judas Iscariot was the one who did this. Verse 13, "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." He's saying, now, I've told people about you. I've told people how to go to heaven to be with you, Heavenly Father. And I want them to know who you are, and they do know who you are, because I have made known to you. And he says, they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. When we lift up Jesus Christ, when we tell people about God the Father, we have the joy fulfilled from Jesus Christ within us. He says, "And now I come to thee, I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy," the people who got saved, "they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." We can have the joy of Christ today by knowing Him as Savior, and by glorifying the Father, and by glorifying Jesus Christ. Verse 14, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." People are going to hate you today. The world's going to hate you. That's those people who have never been saved. Why? Because the devil hates you. The devil wants to ruin you. The devil wants to kill you. But God is going to keep you here until it's time for you to go to be with Him in heaven. And we have a job to do as saved people, and that is to get the word out that Jesus saves. And there is no more important job. There is no more important, we would say, the ability, the privilege of serving God. There is no more important thing that we can do than to tell other people about Jesus Christ. Now, it's important for a preacher to stand and preach the Word of God, but the most important thing is for people to get saved. And that comes about by the Word of God, by people listening and hearing and actually knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's the most important thing in this world to God, is for people to get saved, to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Verse 14 says, "Once again, I have given them," that's the people who are saved, "thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." And I might say, don't think it's strange if people give you a rough time. Don't think it's strange that people who are not saved make fun of you, and they just do all sorts of things to ridicule you and to bring you down. Don't think it's strange, because Jesus Christ, He was done that way while He walked this earth. And He was God. He's the Son of God. But they made fun of Him. They ridiculed Him. They may do the same thing to you, and they will. Now, God loves you, and He wants you to serve Him today. And I've said this over and over again, the most important thing that you can do is to serve Jesus Christ, telling others how that He came to save them, how that they need to know Jesus Christ as Savior in order to go to heaven. And Christian, you need to be upholding other Christians and praying for them and telling them that God loves them and that you are praying for them.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.